A bill giving state money to private and religious schools ran into opposition today before the House Education Committee. The bill sets up a mechanism providing state scholarships to private school students. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The basic requirement the bill sets up for the payment is that the school agrees to meet specific standards and that the student's parents request the money be paid to the school. It's worth as much as the basic student allocation, although it could be limited by the overall size of any special legislative appropriation to pay for it. The state constitution prohibits what the bill would allow, but the plan's sponsor, Wasilla Republican Wes Keller, has introduced a constitutional amendment repealing that provision. That's in a resolution now pending in the House Finance Committee. The bill was heard by the Education Committee four times last year. However, based on some negative feedback then, it's been substantially changed, as Keller explained. He told the committee that all the changes and the questions come down to the basic issue he wants to focus on.
It's about choice. You know, it's about should or should not, in Alaska, parents have the choice to send their children to a private school. It's as simple as that.
The members of the Education Committee had other concerns for Keller. For example, is it discriminatory against any student with special needs? Anchorage Democrat Sharon Cisna said it would seem a private school might choose not to accept a special needs student for whom the school would have to provide special services.
It's not public school, but does that mean the public doesn't have a fair chance?
Keller said that was a valid question, and he asked that it be held for further discussion. Other opposition is more specific about the effects of the law, however. Jeffrey Mittman, the executive director of the Alaska ACLU, said about three-quarters of the private schools in the state are also religious schools, and that puts them under a different federal standard than public schools.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled just last week that private religious schools are, to a significant extent, exempt from the Americans with Disabilities Act. So it could very well be that through this bill, there could be Alaska state funding of a school legally entitled to discriminate on the basis of disabilities.
Bittman also told the committee that even if voters approve Keller's constitutional amendment, it could entangle the state in religious issues over public funding and public limitations. That was echoed by Steve Evanson of the Northwest Religious Liberty Association. While neither is supporting nor opposing the bill, Evanson warned that the independent religious mission of church schools could become vulnerable to government through regulation.
Such as determining what can and cannot be taught, and during a financial crunch, cause the crippling and shutdown of said schools due to the sweeping withdrawal of such voucher-based financial support.
Committee Chairman Alan Dick originally planned to move the bill from committee, but after 2 hours of debate, decided to hold it until Friday's meeting. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.